Hey everybody, it's Pam at the Paper Outpost here. The Paper Outpost podcast, the joy of junk journals. Where is Sunny? Sunny is at my feet on the couch. We are hanging out in the living room today, reading your amazing YouTube questions on junk journals, paper crafting, life of a crafter. Let's see what you're thinking about today. Lynn Rex says, your stickles look nice. Mine always have a point at the top. Are they too old or is it me? Thanks, Pam. My guess would be maybe a little bit dehydrated. Not you, Lynn. Your stickles. I'm thinking that's probably what it is. I think I have experienced that myself, and that's my best guess. Maybe grab a new bottle and see if you notice a distinct difference. Maybe that'll cure the little issue. But even the pointy-topped ones are cute. And when the book folds together, often that will press down the pointy tops. Okay. But wait for your stickles to dry before you close your book. Okay. LLT says, what if you don't have that large crocodile deal to make the holes? What is an alternative? Thank you. I love your videos. Love watching you create in your comments and your humor. Thanks for being a blessing to us all. I'm a newbie, so it's all exciting to me. And she's referring to a video I did called How to Make a Junk Journal Out of an Old Book. Now, okay, an easy alternative, if you don't have the long reach of the crocodile tool to punch that elusive center hole in your junk journal, is just good old hammer and a big fat nail. And hammer the hole in right through the middle of your signature or right through your spine. If you're working on the spine or you're working on the signature, whatever it is, if you need that hole that's in the middle and you just can't reach it because you don't have a crocodile, and you can just put something like safe underneath, like a piece of 2x4 or something like that, so you're hammering into something that can receive the nail on the other side. Don't hammer into your table. You can also hammer into a book, like a hardcover book, something like that, or even a soft cover, like a fiction novel that you're done with, something like that. And you could actually use that technique to punch all your holes if you want to. You can also drill a hole. Yes, I've done this as well. So if you have a drill, just find a bit that is close to the size that you want and go slowly. Make sure your papers are all tightly clamped together and drill, baby, drill. There you go. Hopefully that will help. There are, remember, never let lack of a craft supply stop you. There's always another way. Catherine Ott says, you are so fun to watch. You have creativity and talent just oozing out. Oh, goodness. Where do you get all of these ideas? I watched you for years, and you just keep coming up with new projects. Thank you for sharing all of your creations with us. You are awesome. Sunny is such a wonderful helper as well. Yes, Sunbun is truly my little awesome guy here. He just motivates the heck out of me, and it was really funny because yesterday I put him in the video at the end, as I usually do, and I had painted the page below him pink and red and all these wonderful colors, and unbeknownst to me, Sunny had leaned into the paint. Okay, it wasn't Sunny's fault. It was my fault. But I turned him back over. I didn't even notice it right when I put him down. But when we were walking around the house later, I said, Sunshine, what happened to your back? And I realized he had leaned into the paint. It was only watercolor. And a quick little scrub-a-dub, and Sunbun was back to his normal, glorious, clean self. But let's just say it looked like a murder scene on poor Sunny. So, but all is well. He is fine. No animals were harmed during this process. Okay, there you go. Okay, I think I answered that one, so we're going to move along. Okay, we're going to move along. Moving along. Okay, I'm just going to scoot down here. Okay, scoot down here. Graciela says, Pam, I loved the stamping method using the rubber bands. Would have never thought of that. Can you show us more on things to use for stamping? Oh, sure. Let me write that down. Alternatives to rubber stamps. And there's a lot of things that you can use. Like if you, she's referring to how to make a lined stamp. Like sometimes you want to just stamp on the back of a journal card some pretty lines. And you could take a piece of wood, like a chunk of 2x4 or something like that, just small block of it, maybe 4 inches. And just put some rubber bands around it, and those can be your lines, so that when you press the ink onto those rubber bands, you turn your little block over and you stamp with it, and you've got lines. You can also do that with twine and thread, but the rubber bands work very well because they don't absorb the ink. If you don't have rubber bands, you can use strings and twine as an alternative. There we go. Okay, Deborah Sheehan says, "Hi, do your kits, the paper, take coffee dyeing?" Oh, she must mean my fundals, which are collections of old and interesting papers, take coffee dyeing. If you're asking, wait a minute, no way it's over. Okay, so no, she's not asking about that. She's asking about the printed digi. Maybe she's not. Okay, let me back up. First of all, I thought she was talking about my printed digi kits that I print and mail people, and then versus what you print out at home. Now, the ones I print and mail, I use an inkjet Epson EcoTank printer. So ink will run. Okay, if you put it in coffee dye bath. Okay. From the inkjet printers. If you use a laser printer, it won't. Now, laser printer is much more expensive ink. So there you go. But what you can do is you can take a coffee dyed page, plain copy weight, 20 pound printer paper, white printer paper, coffee dye it, okay, and let it dry. And if you have a backloading printer, which I prefer because then you can do this, you can tuck it into your printer in the backload and then print the digikit onto the coffee dyed page. Okay, but if you try and print a regular piece of paper and then dip it into coffee dye, it will release the ink of the what you printed. So there you go. I hope that explains that. Okay. Crafty Yarn Owl says, "Hi Pam and all crafters, beautiful digikits. What date is the newsletter sent out every month? I've been watching my email for a while now and haven't received it." Okay, so it comes out on the 1st. And if you've already signed up, it's possible it's getting filtered by your system and placed into a different place, like a junk folder or a spam folder, or possibly if you use Microsoft Outlook, check in your promotions tab. Also, check in your main email program, search for the Paper Outpost newsletter, and see if that pulls it up. And if that none of that works, email me at pam@thepaperoutpost, and let's see if I can manually enter you. I can check to see if it is being sent to you. So if you need me to do that, let me know. Okay, I'm happy to check. Okay. Elizabeth Troiko asks, "Hey Pam, a while back I inquired about a digikit that includes the paper and the digital version. Any thoughts on that? Love your February images." Thank you. Yes, right at this time, it's still on the idea list. So basically, if you want the printed digikits, just buy the print and mail option. And then if you, in addition, you want to have the computer files, just go ahead and buy those that you selected as computer files and just let me know. And then I won't, you know, some people get confused and they buy the computer files and then the print and mail, but I think they really only want the print and mail. Like they want me to print them out for them because they don't have a printer or don't like to print, so they don't buy the print the computer file option. But if you want the computer files, just let me know, and I won't do anything at that point. So But if you order the print and mail option, you don't automatically get the computer files. You just get the actual printed hard copy, a nice lightweight cardstock version. I print them out for you. I pop them in the mail, free priority mail shipping, and off they go to you for one flat fee. There you go. What kind of dog is Sunny? He's a Maltese baby face, baby doll faced Korean style. I don't know really what that means, but he's a little cutie boo. He's a good 4.5, 5 pounders, depending on how much he eats and how much fur he has. Somebody said, MD1 said, why do we have birds? She must be responding to somebody who said, why do we have birds? We have birds because we love birds. Yes, you love birds so much that you cage, oh, I'm in trouble now, that you cage them when they were created to fly free. Save the response of, oh, these are rescue birds. Pathetic. Okay, well, you may have a point there. There is some degree of, I feel bad for the caged birds too. When I got Hollywood originally, I let him be uncaged. He would, and I had to, he was flighted and we trimmed him and he kept falling off the outside of the cage. So I put pillows all around the outside of the cage until he slowly figured out how to climb down safely and walk around. And then he got fully feathered and then he could fly around the house, which was a little bit messy. And he ate my house because he has a beak like a buzzsaw. And he would eat the bottoms of all the doors and everything. And I put metal strips on the bottoms of the doors so he couldn't do that anymore. But then I have a second floor and he could fly up and he would eat door frames and doors and other things up there. So, yes, I certainly hear it. I understand. Yeah, but we wanted a bird. What can I tell you? So there you go. That's how it happened. And so we move on from here. Okay. Where is the tutorial? Okay, great question. Shelly Parrish asks on a short video, one of the shorts, it's called Super Easy Little Paper Bags, fun stuff to do in junk journals. I need to make sure that the original long form video is connected to the short, so it's easy for you guys. I'm trying to make that happen. I thought I made that happen. I don't think it's happened yet. I will go back and double check to see if we can make that happen, because I think that would make life a lot easier for everybody concerned. So let me put that on my to-do list of make long vid link short. Okay. All right, that sounds like a very good project for me to do. Okay, the Misfit Journal Maker said, Pam, need help. Question, I have a group on Facebook and I can't seem to get a good camera set up. Can you please show us how you have your camera set up and such? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, so it's a very easy camera setup. I use something called a desk arm. And this desk arm looks like an arm with an elbow and the hand part holds your phone. I use my phone to record, and it allows me to orient the phone so it points straight down at my desk, and then I just hit record. And I used to use fancy ring lights, and now I just use a couple of regular light bulbs, and I position my desk near daylight window so that I'd get some good daylight, and I don't seem to need the ring lights as much, which I think is good because I don't really like the idea of LED lights beaming at my eyes all the time. I don't think that's a good thing. So I just use regular light bulbs now, and I think the lighting is okay. So it's a very simple setup. Yeah, and I hope that's, if you're looking for any links to that stuff, I do have them in my Amazon shop, and I think you go to favorite tools and supplies and scroll all the way to the bottom, and the desk arm is there. But if you want to just skip that, go to Amazon and put desk arm to hold phone, and you can find your type of phone. Sometimes they have to they usually accommodate different types of phones, but most are universal. So there you go. Okay. Next question we have. Teresa Lombardi says, on the video called Got a Greeting Card, I tried to do this, but I keep getting a bump at the seam when you fold over the card, and it annoys me to no end. I even try using a bone folder to uncrease it. Pam, can you help? A bump at the seam. Not quite sure what the bump at the seam is. I probably should watch the video. Let me see. Let me just quickly. Can I do this quickly? View on YouTube. No, probably. Okay. Okay.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, I got to turn my lovely voice off. Okay. The bump at the seam. Okay. Nope. Don't see where the bump is. Not sure. Okay, well, that wasn't helpful at all now, was it? Okay, so I'm only thinking if it's where the greeting card naturally has the fold and you don't like that bump, then just go ahead and run, like as you said, with a bone folder, run over it. That's all I got. Okay, well, not very helpful. Okay, let me go back to where we were. And we were right... All right, let's just spin ahead to a bump. Whoop, whoop, oh, okay. Let's see. Morning, Pam. Deb Hatt says on the video called Easy Page Tabs from Book Pages. Love these tabs. Leave it to you to come up with yet another brilliant way to use these book pages. Going to head down to the craft basement to make... I think I read this one already. Never mind. Sorry. Okay, care. Paper and Faith says, thank you, Pam, for always making what I could make complicated and difficult instead easy, and anybody can do this. I'm so thankful for you. Have you done anything with empty tea bags before? I've been emptying and saving them because, well, you know, everything is a craft supply until proven otherwise. But I need help in uncomplicating what to do with them. Blessings to both of you and Sunny. Let's see. Empty tea bags. I think they would be really fun to use in collage. You could tear them up, use the pieces as layers. You could make journal cards with collaged fronts using tea bags. You could nestle like pretty pictures or a button onto a tea bag that would look cute as an embellishment. I think also you could refill these tea bags with some other fun junk journal things, like maybe some sequins or some of those little tiny Czech beads, Czechoslovakian beads, the glass beads, or possibly even, what else was I thinking? Sequins? Did I say sequins? If I didn't, sequins. Okay, and make little shaker bags out of them. That would be fun. Yeah, I think there's probably 100 million more things we could do if we kept thinking about it, but yes. There you go. Okay. Holly Maudsley. Okay. No, we got that one. Let's go to a different one. Do you make your own Mod Podge, says Ninia Enk. Let's see. So, no, I buy it because I came to the conclusion that Mod Podge... By the time I buy the glue and add the water and change the container and mix it together and all this type of thing, it was just easier to buy it. So I buy it in the gallon, and then I just, you know, dispense what I'm going to use into a smaller container and use that for a while and then refill it. So that's, truth be told, what I do. Okay. Karen Wilson said, love your posts and ideas. Do you still make fundle packs? I saw you don't have any on your Etsy site. Please consider bringing them back. I see a lot of people would like that. Regards, Karen. Yes. Yes, I have fundles. They're on my Etsy page. And they're, depending on the device you're looking at, on a computer, they are on the left navigation bar. I don't know where they show up on the phone. But yes, I have fundals. They're collections of old and interesting papers and antique ledger checkers, checks, receipts, postcards, old black and white photos, lots of unique vintage and antique book pages. Come and check them out. They're ready to go, and they have free priority mail shipping. All right, take care, everybody, and I'll talk to you soon. Happy crafting. Until next time. Bye.